Welcome to The Thriving Christian Artist, the podcast where we help artists thrive spiritually, artistically, and in business from a kingdom perspective. I'm Matt Tama, your host. Let's get started. Well, hey guys, so glad you're here. Welcome to another edition of The Thriving Christian Artist podcast. I'm Matt Tama, your host, and really excited to have another guy, first of all, and another guy who loves nature as much as I do. Pat, man, I'm so glad you're here. We're going to have a great conversation, I know. Welcome to the podcast today.
Thank you. It's good to be on.
Absolutely. You know, in the artist world, I don't know if you ever feel like this, but I'm always looking for more testosterone. And so
yep,
it's always good to have another guy on. But listen, for those of you that are out there, maybe you don't know Pat and all the stuff he does, he's not only an author, uber creative guy, but does incredible nature photography and that sort of thing. Pat, give everybody just kind of the thumbnail sketch where you are, what you're doing right now creatively, and then I want to jump into a little bit of your backstory.
Yeah. Right now, what I do is I have a website called the Visual Bible Verse of the Day, which I post to there daily a photo I've taken of God's creation, along with a passage from his word, and then a short little devotion. And I do that daily on my website, the Visual Bible Verse of the Day. And then I also have a book coming out, kind of similar to that, only more in depth. And that's called Drawing Near, Meeting God in His Creation. And it's using photography and God's word and devotions to come together to draw people to closer to the Lord. And so that's kind of what I do on a daily basis and I've been a photographer for all my life. Wow. My whole career.
So is your photography work that you've made a living from, is that mostly nature photography, or are you doing other things that other photographers do, headshots and events and all that other kind of stuff as well?
You know, I've done a little bit of all of that. At one time, I worked for a magazine, a Christian magazine. I worked for them for about 12 years. That was the longest stint of doing any. And I love it. It was photojournalism. And I worked for a newspaper before then. And so that was, you know, that was part of what I did. And I've done headshots. I've done portraits. I love doing portraits. But over the last 6 or 7 years, the biggest form of income from me has been real estate photography. And then I do the nature stuff because it's my passion and it's building, you know, there's a lot of competition there, but it's building, finding my niche here with using that to draw people near to God and showing them how they can draw near to God through nature photography. So that's kind of growing, but the last 6 or 7 years, it's been real estate and sports photography. So I've got little everything, but nature photography is totally my passion, and helping other people, it's celebrating God as creator and helping other people draw near to God through that.
So, you know, Pat, I'm interested, you know, for me, I obviously, you know, I love nature just with what I've done over the years with being in the woods and creating materials. And it was something for me that kind of snuck up on me, I guess. It was something that I kind of intuitively loved. I never really thought of quote unquote a connection with God when I did that, you know, early on, and really for most of the years that I did it until I, you know, the Lord really started kind of downloading that understanding to me. And I'm just interested for you, like, you know, you're a photographer all these years. When did God start to make the connection for you that he wanted to speak to you and encounter you and talk to you through the thing that you've been doing to make a living through your photography and through nature?
It's a process just like anything else. And when I started working with this Christian magazine, it was part of a Christian organization, a bigger, well, it's called Campus Crusade for Christ when I joined it. And now it's called Crew, but there's a lot of different facets to that. And I had a lot of friends in there and we take these backpacking trips. And I started, even though I was doing journalism, I started getting more into this nature stuff and really connecting with God. And then I'd be on a trip, a photo shoot, and I'd find myself after the shoot was done, I would just doing random animal photographs, God's creation. And then I would made it more deliberate where I would take time off to go to I'd stay an extra day or two to go to a national park when I was away on a trip, because that's what I wanted to do. And while I was doing all that, I was conscious, but mostly subconsciously connecting with God.
Yeah.
Just doing that. And as I photographed, I was subconsciously connecting with God as creator, as I was photographing his creation.
Because I think all of us can relate to that idea that I'm doing this and I'm not necessarily thinking about connecting with God, but I know something is going on. Like I feel fulfilled in the flow, overflow, whatever it is. Yeah, I totally get it.
And I became, now as I've gone on with that, I've become more deliberate. You know, and almost to the point where it's not about the pictures anymore. It's about connecting with God when I go out. And that's kind of the thought process going into going outside. Sometimes I'm pretty specific. I want to get a photo of this thing. Especially when I do this, the Bible verse of the day. And I'm like, I want to find a photo for this verse, you know, and I'll be more deliberate about it. But in terms of going for the photo, but sometimes I'm just more deliberate about meeting with God and let the photo come from that. And we can do that in any form of art.
Right.
You know, we could just let that, we could go for a walk in the woods and, you know, like you're saying about every basket begins with a walk in the woods. And you could do that with anything that we're pursuing an art. If we're going to use nature as our canvas, as we create from there, and we go out and we study it and we look at it, we see just how God's made it from the tiniest detail to the grand scheme. And as we study it that way, we could, you know, have this conversation with God. But even if we're not using, you know, creation in our art, whatever our art is, just to go for that walk in the woods stimulates our mind just to think creatively.
You know, I was thinking before our conversation, I was like, when was the first time like I really started thinking about God speaking to me and the outdoors and all that kind of thing? And I was thinking about a summer camp director of mine. This is when I was in college, and we're talking about mid-90s. I worked at a camp in North Georgia called Camp Glisten, which was a Methodist camp up in the mountains. Beautiful.
Nice.
And one of the things that our director would do as he was training counselors would take us on these hikes, you know, up into the middle of nowhere. And then he would say, go just take some time in the woods, maybe 20, 30 minutes, and find something that speaks to you about your relationship with God or about something that God is speaking to you now. And it really kind of spurred me as a young person to start thinking about nature as metaphor for life and for my own connection with the Lord. I'm just interested for you, as you're spending so much time out there in the woods and out there in nature, what are some of the metaphorical lessons that the Lord has taught you about, you know, through nature and through being in the creative world?
Well, in nature, there's so much. And if I could take it from, you know, put scripture into that too, like when, I don't know how many times is in the book of Psalms, especially with David, I think it's over 20 times that David refers to God as his rock in a metaphorical way. And for me, I get a bigger picture of that when I'm out in the, it could be in a mountainous setting where these granite peaks, or it could be even in a desert setting, because I've been in both, where you see these large mountains and whatever rocks, and you get the idea. You look at that and it's like, God is my rock. That thing's not moving. It's not going anywhere. I could stand on it and feel solid. I find shelter in it, like David found shelter in it. So
different it's vantage amazing. Point, maybe on the top of it.
A vantage point. Yeah. Everything about that rock, and that firm foundation. And even going back to Jesus saying about the man who builds his house. I mean, when we build our lives on his word, we're like a man who builds his house on a rock.
Yeah.
You know, even going back to that. So that's just one of the metaphors that, you know, that kind of I see in creation.
Yeah. I think it's like for all of us, you know, you think about the scriptures, the heavens declare the glory of the Lord, the earth shows forth his handiwork. And it's like, God is always speaking all the time. The kingdom's always on. His voice is always speaking. The issue is, are we tuned into it, right? Are we taking the time to listen and to look for it? And I think that's the thing that I think we get to do as artists, which is call people's attention to maybe the things that they don't always pay attention to. You know, and I'm interested for you, this whole verse of the day and a photo of the day and that sort of thing. Anybody that's tried to do anything every day, that is a big undertaking. I don't care, you know, how it starts or if it's just, you know, brushing your teeth every day. Like every day is every day. So I'm interested for you, this project that you've been doing. When did it start? What was the impetus for that? How long has it been going? And what are you learning over this period?
It started a long time ago because I had an idea for a book. At that time, the book idea was called God's Art, and it was these stories that I would learn just about with spiritual connections and spiritual metaphors that I was getting from being in the outdoors.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm going to write this book called God's Art. I can't remember the subtitle I had for it, but it never came to be. But when I thought about building a platform for it, I thought, I need to start that. And I started doing this, just a verse and a photo a day on Facebook. That's how it started. I even then came up with this page called God's Art. I still have the page.
Yeah.
And it started there. And then I thought, well, you know, it's just a verse. We have verses all the time, but we don't put them in context, or we don't know, you know, it's just because everywhere you could get a verse of the day. So I thought, sure, I'm going to start to add to mine. And so that's how the devotion part came into it. And so it all started trying to promote a book that I never wound up writing. But I just kept doing it. And it started just on Facebook. And then eventually, you know, I should probably put a website.
Right.
And start doing it. And I had a simple blog on the site called Blogger, if you remember. That's way back. And then I went to WordPress.org and had a build it all up from there. But
yeah,
so that's kind of the history behind it. And then that kind of led into the book project, kind of came out of that, as trying to even go a little deeper on these devotions instead of just doing one or two paragraphs that's done quick. And
yeah. So how many have you done so far? I mean, do you have a running number of what you've done?
I don't. I could probably count on the website, but I don't. And I will give you a little, right? Sometimes I one and refurbish it just a little bit.
Yeah.
And run it again.
Absolutely. So I'm interested, you know, for you. Is that something you do like every day, or do you batch them in, like schedule, you know, a week at a time or a month at a time? Or because again, you just think of the habit and the discipline of doing something every day. It's not an easy task.
Part of it is done ahead of, oops, sorry about the noise. Part of it is done every day, and part of it is done ahead of time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It does a little bit of both. So yeah.
I just love it. I love it. You know, I'm actually,
I would love to do it. Love to have 10 in a row all set to go. And you know how that is being an artist. Sometimes we just don't.
No, I get it. Well, you know, I've said forever, you know, I want to do a devotional. And I just came out with this new book, God's Plan for Living. And
yes,
everybody's been like, you know, you got to do a devotional with this. And so I started looking and of some things that I wanted, you know, to put together. And all of a sudden I started going back to my Facebook posts and over the years, and I was like, doggone, these things are anointed. Like they're really,
yeah, you
know, they're kind of stream of consciousness. You know, like you say, they just kind of come out in the moment, but it's like, wow, there really is gold in so much of those things. And I think for all of us, it's just a matter, again, whether you're in nature or whether you're in social media or in your art practice in general, pay attention to the things that you think are just, you know, the automatic, spontaneous things. There really can be a lot of gold that's there that you can harvest and assemble together in a book or a, you know, something like what you're doing.
Yeah. And the devotions, that the majority of the devotions in the book are taken from something I wrote on my website.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where I just kind of expounded on it. Yeah. And you know, you're right about sometimes you write something on social media and you're like, maybe I should save that. That's pretty good.
Well, I actually got smart. It wasn't me. It was my wife. Actually, we were talking about this. This has been several years ago now. And she said, you need to get, you know, she talked about one of the team members. She said, you need to get them to just harvest these every day when you put them up, just put them on a Google Drive. And so we've been doing that for years now and tagging them, you know, and they're there, and it becomes this repository. And I just think for anybody, it's, you know, the issue for creative people is never having enough ideas, right? It's what do we do with all the ideas that
we've
got, and just simple stewardship of recording something, journaling it, whatever, and so that you can use it is huge. So when is the book coming out, and what's the format going to be and all that?
The book is coming out June 6th is the awesome official release date, and it'll be available anywhere you like to buy books. And just you could pre-order it now. It's pre-order on a bunch of sites. The format of the book is, it's a devotional, but it's a photograph I've taken with a scripture verse. And then after this, I kind of broke it down into five sections where I say in the word, which is the scripture verse.
Yeah.
And then in context, where I like to go a little deeper about the meaning behind that verse, or maybe talk about the whole chapter or something, or the whole psalm or whatever. And then I go into in nature, which relates the scripture to nature. And sometimes it's pretty obvious, the connection, but sometimes it's, you know, we want to learn a little bit more about nature and how it, you know, it connects to that scripture verse. And then I talk about in us and how we could apply that to our everyday life and make it more practical. And then I have a little section called in prayer, and I have a prayer. It's usually a sentence or two. And then there's little notes to lines to take notes. So that's kind of the format of the book. Yeah.
I love anything that, again, you're giving people something to chew on, and really just more than just a pithy statement. You're really giving people something to think about, pray about, process themselves, and to do so with beautiful imagery as well. That's really awesome. So, Pat, I know folks are going to want to see all the great stuff you're doing, probably subscribe to your Verse a Day as well as get the book. So where's the best place for them to find you on social media and all that?
The best place to find me is my website is called the visualverse.thecreationspeaks.com. So it's a little long, but it's visualverse.thecreationspeaks.com. And you can find me on, I'm on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and a few others. And on Facebook, you just search God's Art by I got a nice Italian name, which is Pasquale Mingarelli. I go by Pat to make it easy on most people, but it's Pasquale Mingarelli. So it's called God's Art by Pasquale Mingarelli, the visual verse of the day on Facebook. But if you go to visualverse.thecreationspeaks.com, you'll find that there. Right. And then of course there's a link about the book on my page, on my website.
Well, we'll put the links to that on whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on the podcast. You can find all of that right there. Be sure to grab the book and see all the things that Pat's doing. But man, I just love what you're doing. I love the discipline of it every day, and I love the connection with nature. You're spurring me on to greater things here. I'm like, come on,
awesome,
get in it every day. So, well, Pat, what a joy, man! It's great to meet you. Great to hear your story and introduce folks to what you're doing. Thanks so much for being on the podcast today.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, my friend, it's Matt. Listen, just wanted to say thanks for being with me on the podcast today. I hope you'll take a moment to subscribe so you don't miss anything here on the podcast, as well as leave us a review and let us know how much this podcast means to you. Until next time, my friend, I love you. And remember, you were created to thrive. Bye.